Are you ready to reach the unreachable? First, I want to thank Matthew West for that intro from his forgiveness song. Next, I want to welcome you to our Reach the Unreachable podcast. This is a GFI podcast, and I'm your host, Sherry. Thank you for joining us today. Reach the Unreachable with Glorified Fitness Incorporated, or GFI, where we offer holistic fitness for the body, mind, and spirit. We're turning typical fitness into glorified fitness by including exercise and full-body massage chairs for teens and adults, and tutoring and educational activities for children and adults age 5 and up. With the sights and sounds of motivation and encouragement, we're inspiring our clients and staff to reach the unreachable in their fitness goals. At GFI, your whole family can reach the unreachable. Connect with us online at glorifiedfitness.com.
Welcome back. Sorry that I was away for a while. Did you miss me? I have been quite busy lately, doing the Lord's work, as well as taking time for a checkup. You guessed it. Today's blog was inspired by my recent test results. It is important that we take care of our health. We are given one earthly body, and if we don't take care of it, we will lose it. I realize that it takes hard work and commitment to be in our best shape, but it is so worth it. So many people go to great lengths to look young, but it is just looks. They are not actually healthy on the inside. When we actually take care of our bodies, we can not only look young, but we can feel young and be healthy. It is better for our inner health to reflect our outward beauty, instead of our outward beauty masking our unhealthy insides. My test results revealed what I already knew. Now the question is, why did I know this and not do anything about it? Perhaps I was living in denial. I know my health status, but it did not really hit home until I saw it in black and white from a professional. Perhaps I was just not motivated to do anything about it because it was not written in stone that I needed to, until I saw my test results. Perhaps I wanted to hear it from another person who could hold me accountable for making a change. Perhaps I was just lazy and allowed my flesh to rule my thoughts instead of taking charge and ruling my flesh. I am sure there are many reasons why we don't take care of ourselves. Unfortunately, these reasons are just excuses. Just keeping it real. Bottom line is that we need to take back our lives and stop letting anything and everything keep us from being healthy. Start slow if you need to. Go for a 20-minute walk every day. Jog in place for 5 minutes a few times a day. Do some stretching exercises every day. Take the stairs if you are only going up one flight, or down 2 or 3. These simple daily acts will do wonders for your metabolism. I am sure you have heard the phrase in moderation. Do all things in moderation, including your eating habits. If you just must have some candy or sweets in your life, limit it to one serving per week, perhaps as a reward if you were able to avoid it the other 6 days of the week. Eat breakfast in the mornings, preferably not something sweet, but perhaps some toast, eggs, grits, or something like that. This will kickstart your metabolism if you can eat a little something within 30 minutes of waking up. It does not need to be a full meal, just a serving of something, especially if you plan to exercise first thing. This will help you have enough energy to complete your exercise. One last thing is you need to be careful not to eat within 2 hours of your bedtime. You do not want to lie down with food that has not been adequately digested. You want to take the time to work off some of it before you lie down. Don't do a lot of strenuous exercise before you go to sleep. This is not good for you either. It could result in cramps that keep you from having a restful night of sleep. Speaking of sleep, did you know that adequate sleep and hydration are essential to effectively losing weight? Your body needs time to process your daily activities and rebuild any muscles you have worked. In addition, your cells and organs need proper hydration so that they are working together to build a better you, instead of fighting each other for much-needed moisture. If you are not sure how much sleep or water your body needs, please consult your physician. Just to let you know, these pointers are just as much for me as they are for you. I can always use a little motivation myself. There is much I can share about taking care of your health, but I will save some for my next few blogs, so please stay tuned. Until we meet again, I pray blessings for your life. Merry Christmas.
Just a little something to think about. Remember, you can always reach the unreachable with Glorified Fitness Incorporated, GFI for short. Have a very blessed day, and to God be the glory.